Over the last couple of days, there has been intense media interest about the real life of Anna Chapman. She's one of 10 people the U.S. has accused of being undercover Russian spies. Chapman's the pretty redhead whom the media are calling a real-life Bond girl. Journalists are hungry to find out the latest details, and the world's Alex Collins in London is among them.
Two things are believed to be true about Anna Chapman. One, that she'd spent time in the U.K., and second, that she'd had a taste for the high life. Britain's top security agency, MI5, and the police are making their own investigations. But like any self-respecting journalist, I wasn't about to wait around. From reading around the subject in the press so far, Miss Chapman's reputation as an urban socialite was confirmed in an interview she did earlier in the year when talking about her average workday at a New York City real estate firm.
And just tell me what you're going to do later today.
I will shop. I will have a business meeting at 2 o'clock. Then I have a wonderful dinner plan in a nice restaurant.
So, to cut a long story short, when I was given a contact purporting to be Anna, I was brimming with excitement. I was going to get the exclusive, Anna Chapman, real-life Bond girl, from the jailhouse.
So you had these lavish parties and you attended celebrity drinks. That was your life, right?
I wish my life was like that. Unfortunately, it's not anymore. I had a baby 6 weeks ago, and I got a four-year-old daughter. So my life is quite domestic. Not much sleep, doing the washing, that kind of thing.
But you know these children of yours. Are they actually really yours? It's been well documented that they're just a front for something else.
No, I definitely gave birth to both of them.
So I clearly wasn't speaking to the Anna Chapman, whose glamorous face graced front pages the world over. But it seemed other people, mainly Russian men, failed to work out that there might be more than one Anna Chapman. Since the scandal broke, Anna Chapman, mother of two in London, has had her inbox full of messages from men who think she, quote, has a lovely, welcoming smile. I wanted to know how she was coping with this sudden male interest.
Well, I actually contacted another Anna Chapman to see if she was experiencing the same popularity that I have been. And she had been, yes. And she wasn't very happy about it. She said she tried to change her name, actually.
So rather than glamour, it seemed being Anna Chapman just brought about hassle on the internet. But there is a bright side. This London-based mother of two has started a Facebook support group and met lots of nice Anna Chapmans. For The World, I'm Alex Collins in London.